Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. We've been talking with Lauren Darr of the International Association of Pet Fashion Professionals. We're talking pet fashion. We're talking about the efforts that she's undertaken to bring everybody together. Lauren, I want to ask you, you know, we're really seeing some great outfits being developed. You know, I often will say when people ask me, look, I never expect a pet to be in pet clothing on a daily basis, but pet fashion is more than just pet clothing. It's collars, it's accessories. There are so many different aspects to it. When the time is right for pets to be wearing them, we're seeing this just such a higher level of development of pet fashion. Why do you think that that's occurring now? Is it because there's more respect for it, or because there's more people that are designing for people that are getting into designing for pets? What do you attribute the higher level of pet fashion to?
Well, I think it's a couple of the things that you touched on. One is, frankly, people are seeing a market for it because it is expanding. And, you know, that's the bottom business line aspect of it. But the other thing is there are real reasons for the need for different things, and they're basic needs, like having good harnesses built into clothing for specific types and sizes of dogs, especially in certain climates, you know, where it's really rainy. And there really are people coming to the forefront that many times they've created these pieces for their own pets, and have realized, hey, there's a market for this. And I always find that fascinating to go to trade shows and hear these stories of people and how they have come about and created these companies that are designing pet fashion. And a lot of it is because they found a need themselves with their own pets.
Couldn't agree more. It is interesting, and I was just looking at an email here that we got in from one of the listeners. You know, pet fashion is about safety, but it's also about having fun. And the outfits that we're seeing, especially from some of the designers for these specific fashion shows, and I know you're involved with that area of the business as well. I mean, they are really taking it to a much more fun, not just functional level. And I like to see that as well. A lot of creativity out there. And you know, it's almost a little cottage industry that is really starting to get respect. It's more than just costumes. It is really these wonderful couture outfits that are taking a lot of time and effort from some great designers.
Yes, absolutely, they are. And that was part of the reason for creating the association, is I've talked to some of those designers that have created these amazing pieces that, frankly, a lot of times it's even more difficult to design it for a four-legged creature than a bridezilla because there's so many functional aspects that you need to think about if you're doing a wedding dress for a dog, say. And I really think that they are coming to the forefront, and there is a level of respect and appreciation that should be there for people that are taking the time to do this really sometimes tedious and intricate design that is so very creative, and it is highly evolved, just as you have said.
Well, I think another aspect of what you're doing that is so great is you're really focusing and helping people on the business aspect. So often we pet parents, we come up with things because there's a lack of it in the marketplace, or we think we can do it better. And we accomplish that, but at the end of the day, it is also a business if you're going to put that much time, that much money, that much effort into it. I love that the association has got to focus on the business side of it and saying, hey, look, It is awesome to be inspired and have this creativity, but let's help you sustain this as well. So I really love what you're doing there. I want to make sure that those listening know how they can get more information. So let's give out your website address so that they know where they can get more information.
It is petfashionprofessionals.com.
PetFashionProfessionals with an S.com. Again, it's the International Association of Pet Fashion Professionals. Lauren Darr, thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for sharing with us. And really, thank you for raising the awareness. We definitely appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Folks, we're going to be right back with more great guests, great information, everything you need to know about the pet world here on Pet World Insider. After a few quick messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.